NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. President Biden will be getting his coronavirus booster shot today. The White House announced Biden will get it in line with the CDC's and FDA's recommendations. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible for the boosters, along with other high-risk populations. Biden outright meets the first qualification as he's 78 years old. The House Minority Leader is promising no Republicans will vote to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. They want to add another $5 trillion just this week. If they want to raise the debt ceiling, they have the power to do it.
Kevin McCarthy also went after Democrats for their massive spending plans. The California Republican says government as we know it will be changed, and the measure will be paid for by saddling the next generation with debt. It's a busy week for House lawmakers on Capitol Hill in Washington. NBC's Garrett Hawk has more.
Congress planning votes this week on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, a separate $3.5 trillion bill that would expand health care, education, and tackle the climate crisis, and a bill to raise the country's borrowing limit and fund the government, which will otherwise shut down at midnight Thursday.
Moderate Democrats reached a deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to bring the infrastructure bill for a vote without connecting it to a $3.5 trillion spending bill President Biden has backed. The Senate has already approved the infrastructure plan with a bipartisan vote. Today's the deadline for New York healthcare workers in hospitals and nursing homes to get at least one COVID shot. Vaccine mandates have been put in place by the state. Some nurses and healthcare workers say they decided last minute to roll up their sleeves.
We were forced to take the shot or resign. That was our choice. I chose to get the COVID shot because I need my job.
Hospitals and nursing homes have the right to fire workers beginning today if they're not vaccinated, but many are facing workers shortages that began when the pandemic hit. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.